Places. Everyone.
We're now broadcasting.
Roll the tape in. 3, 2.
A new audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive.
Rewind by Diane Pollarino. He could do less this week than he could do a month ago. She knew. She had the data. It was all recorded on the online disease progression form provided by her HMO. She would check the boxes: fully capable, minimally capable, not capable. The not capable now far outnumbered the fully capable. Robert had been the most intelligent guy in his high school graduating class. Straight A 1400 on the SAT, and he played basketball and played it well. Good looking, great sense of humor, easygoing. Graduated from MIT in 3 years. Started his own company inventing gizmos that the aerospace industry could not get enough of. By 30, his net worth approached $500 million. She had dated Robert while they were in high school. She became a pediatric nurse. With his great sense of humor, he proposed to her in a note pinned in a baby's diaper. Now he was 57 and suffering from advanced Alzheimer's. Every week, on the online form, she recorded another lost function. Able to navigate local neighborhood, she checked, not capable. Able to tell a story, not capable. Able to know when to use the bathroom, not capable. He no longer is the person he was. To keep him entertained, she frequently played old movies on the DVD system. Most of the time, he just sat motionless, unreactive. Then, one afternoon, while playing an older comedy starring Steve Martin and John Candy, she heard him laugh. She was clear across the house in her study, but she still heard his laugh. It was loud and boisterous. Not just a chuckle, but a deep belly laugh. It was the laugh she remembered. It was him, an important part of him. He still had his laugh. When the movie ended, she replayed it. This time, he laughed even louder and longer. When the movie ended, she pressed the replay button on the remote. Then, again and again. That day, she replayed the same movie 6 times, and each time he laughed as hard as before. He still had his laugh. She did not have to check not capable on the form.
Appaloosa Radio is now webcasting extremely short fiction stories, that is, audio stories that are about 90 seconds long.